caviar, climate change, and Great Lakes fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists have been worried about the herring population in Lake Superior recently. In fact, last year, they warned it might collapse. Lake Superior is the only Great Lake with a large population of this native fish. This fall, new rules protecting herring took effect in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and things appear more stable. But there might still be a big problem lying beneath the surface. Sam Corden has this report.
Lake herring are also called cisco. They thrive in Lake Superior like few other places in the world. Seth Moore is a biologist for the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa Indians, and he says that without cisco, the entire lake would suffer. That's because cisco is a keystone species.
So all the other species of both prey and predators that are in that food web change around in their proportions of the lake, and you may see very, very long-lasting repercussions of the crash of a stock like that.
Cisco was once a product mainly used for animal feed and plant fertilizer. But Terry Marganaw with the Wisconsin DNR says that about 10 years ago, its eggs became a prized commodity.
There was a market in Scandinavian countries for the eggs, for the roe. And that, of course, created a much more aggressive market from the commercial side of this. And the annual harvests went up considerably. After 2008, 2009, in that time period.
And these new market pressures are causing concern. Biologist Seth Moore says so long as spawning fish are being targeted, the cisco population will continue to suffer.
And we're harvesting them while they're trying to reproduce, and we're taking their reproductive products out of them. It just doesn't seem like a recipe for sustainability, in my opinion.
Demand for their eggs is not the only problem that cisco are currently facing. Warmer water temperatures have also been a struggle. They tend to reproduce best during winters with heavy ice cover on the lake, so the warming climate is reducing the number of young fish. For these reasons, states are capping the amount of cisco that can be caught. Now in Wisconsin, fishermen can only take 15% of the total amount of cisco from state waters, while Minnesota has been a bit more conservative, limiting its fisheries to a 10% catch. There's plenty of disagreement going around about these rules. Some commercial fishermen don't want any regulation at all, while tribal biologist Seth Moore doesn't think the new laws go far enough.
My personal opinion is that the more conservative we are, the better likelihood we have of sustainable fish stocks that people can use for recreational or subsistence purposes or commercial purposes. But our practice in general across the planet is to try to push these boundaries too far. And we see fish stock collapses worldwide as a result of pushing those boundaries too far.
Moore says his tribe is now catching far fewer fish than in years past, like half as much. And initially, it didn't go over well with his members. But he says understanding the research helped them see the threat of a collapse was real, and they ultimately agreed that the restrictions were the right choice for the lake. For the Environment Report, I'm Sam Corden.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.